think we've gone over that, really.
We just want that single statement. We've had it.
Oh, yeah.
That we had in a single statement.
Oh, and probably not. Well, preventive cardiology is the private practice of prevention in the cardiologist's office. That's not the public health primary prevention. To make preventive cardiology work, we have to make the routine of questioning people on their health behavior, the skills and motivation to change that health behavior, a part of the office practice, as intimate a part as ordinary diagnosis and treatment.
Okay, in your broad program of what you're trying to do, what is it going to take that to work?
For the primary prevention of high blood pressure, heart attacks, and stroke, since these are mass phenomena and related to mass behaviors, it's going to require some voluntary social engineering based on an educational model to get individuals to change and to put them in an environment which encourages to change to more healthful lifestyles.
That's interesting. You're going to become very skilled marketing people. Is what
precisely.
I see.
Precisely.
What is that, what I hear?
But not that alone. And we're continually impressed. We finally got Jerry Klein working with us. He's co-investigator of this project, School of Communication. The result of mass media education and their marketing techniques is apparently limited. And he keeps trying to impress on us its limitations. It alerts people, it refers people, and it provides some credibility and legitimization. It doesn't do much in terms of skills.
You're saying like name association techniques and like Budweiser and Miller Constant?
Changing of brands, yes.
Okay.
Stopping drinking beer or something, yeah. I think the strategies are devoted to that, to not changing the market, but to changing the brand. You know, the tobacco sales stay like this. But if you can get 1.5% of the market in 2 years, you can make a new brand go. You know.
I have two questions. One, or first, how are you going to get the physicians to agree on what the risk factors are?
There is surprisingly less controversy about that than appears. Almost everyone that I know of that as a knowledgeable practitioner or scientist agrees that high blood pressure, cigarette smoking, and high blood cholesterol are significant risk factors. That's the important thing. They contribute the most to the mass disease. The other risk characteristics are related in turn to those. The idea of emotional stress and personal behavior, physical activity. There is really no basic controversy about this. The controversy lies on how to change those risk factors. Whether and how. And the most controversial one is diet. And that's true because most physicians haven't evaluated the evidence too well, and most physicians eat, so they think they're experts.
That's going to be in the show.
No.
The last question that I have is, what do you feel about institutions like Harvard becoming involved in a commercial nature in biological engineering?
I don't know. I'm not. That's the sort of level of decision making that I haven't given a lot of my own time thinking about. I've thought about it only in terms of preventive cardiology, for example. I would like to see come back to the research process and to the academic process logical returns from development of an important concept or method. How to do that without prostituting the process, I don't know. And I think that's the danger that Harvard is facing, and I don't think they've made the ultimate decisions, either Harvard or MIT, on this. Our engineering college is developing some approaches to this. You can determine my attitudes by my action. I've thought about this for 20 years, running a preventive cardiology clinic. I haven't done it. You can determine my influence by the fact that the university hospital hasn't set up a wellness clinic. I still think it should be on a research basis. And this business of how an institution realizes the results of its innovations without contaminating the process is one that I haven't given a great deal of thought of. I think it's fraught with danger. I think it's possible to set it up in independent foundations with some external control in which the universities and even the regional institutions could profit without distorting the system terribly or padding the pockets of the inventors.
Thank you very much.
That's very good.
Anything else, Tina?
No, he answered the questions I had.